This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Although his lawman reputation and his posthumous television series will always place him in the Old West, Bat Masterson spent the latter part of his life behind a typewriter in New York City.
The last quarter of the 19th century saw many famous figures evolve in the Old West, but no biography is more colorful or varied than that of William Bartholomew Masterson. Born in Quebec, Canada, he gained the nickname Bat because of his hunting skills that were similar to Baptiste Brown, known as Old Bat to early-day plainsmen. And it was hunting that brought the 18-year-old Bat to western Kansas from the Wichita area, where his family had relocated in 1871. He and his brothers hunted buffalo along Kiowa Creek, southeast of Dodge City, shooting and butchering up to 20 head per day. Bat worked at the buffalo trade and railroad jobs for a couple of years, then wound up in the Texas Panhandle with Billy Dixon and other buffalo hunters at the Battle of Adobe Walls in 1874. Back in Dodge City the next year, he was employed as a teamster until he joined forces with Wyatt Earp to become a law officer in 1876. The following year, he was elected sheriff of Ford County, and with his brothers and Wyatt, faced some of the most lawless and violent years of the Trail Drive era. When he was defeated for his second term, Bat Masterson left Kansas and made his living as a gambler, moving through several of the legendary towns of the Old West. He returned to Dodge City in 1883 for a bloodless conflict and gunfighter gathering, later called the Dodge City Saloon War. He stayed on in Ford County to publish a one-edition-only newspaper, the Vox Populi. He again was in and out of Dodge City for several years, then surfaced in Denver, Colorado, where he bought the Palace Variety Theater and married an actress, Emma Walters, in 1891. In addition to gambling, he took up the trade of promoting prize fights and began to write a weekly sports column for a Denver newspaper. He also opened the Olympic Athletic Club to promote the sport of boxing. Bat arrived in New York City in 1902 and was immediately arrested for conducting a crooked card game and carrying a concealed weapon. But the big city agreed with the Western legend, and for the next 20 years he lived and worked within walking distance of what is now Times Square. He became sports writer for the New York Morning Telegraph and developed a friendship with Damon Runyon. In fact, the character of Sky Masterson in Runyon's Guys and Dolls is based on Bat Masterson. The Old West jack-of-all-trades was a frequent visitor at Teddy Roosevelt's White House, and in 1905, President Roosevelt appointed Masterson the U.S. Deputy Marshal for the Southern District of New York, an appointment that lasted until Roosevelt left office in 1909. In 1910, Bat Masterson returned one last time to visit Dodge City, and wrote of the changed landscape in his newspaper column. Bat said, "I saw in all directions groves of trees, orchards, and fields bearing abundant crops. The idea that the plains of western Kansas could ever be made fertile was something I had never dreamed of." In 1921, Bat Masterson, buffalo hunter, lawman, gunfighter, and gambler, died of a heart attack while working at his newspaper desk. He is buried at Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx, New York. Thanks to the Ford County Historical Society and the Kansas Heritage Center for providing material for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm George Lawhead Jr. in Dodge City, Kansas.